With Amex Gold, you can experience the gold standard. You get access to exceptional dining, plus 4x membership rewards points on eligible dining purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Cap applies. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Yes, our ESPN Radio Campus Tour brings us to Baton Rouge this weekend. UCLA at LSU. And, of course, we have ESPN Radio College Football Tailgate tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I will be in the Airstream studio. I'll be broadcasting right outside Tiger Stadium, Death Valley. It's a 3:30 Eastern time game tomorrow. The number 16-ranked Tigers welcome in the Bruins. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. This is Amber Neen on the road. And I am broadcasting live here in Baton Rouge tonight. And joining me, Matt Moscona, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. We're doing a little home and home here.
Love it.
Was on your program yesterday. You're on the program here today. Now, I already warned you, all right? And I'm not offended by this because I don't have a dog in the race. But I already told you, every one of the cities that I have been to so far with our campus tour, the home team, everyone's been very hospitable, all right? I'm looking forward to the LSU crowd tomorrow, all the tailgating. I hope everyone welcomes me with open arms. But the home team has gotten spanked each week, all 3 weeks so far, a total of 114-39. But the home team's going to come through tomorrow, right?
Yeah, first of all, Zaz, don't tell anybody you're a Florida alum. All right,
okay.
That's not going to go over
that
well.
That could be a secret.
Campus.
Okay.
Just keep that between you and yourself.
Okay.
You and I will just keep that our secret. No, I'll tell you this much, brother. If tomorrow goes the way the last 3 weeks went for you, for the home team, it'll be a four-alarm fire in these parts, man. The first 3 weeks, LSU's 2-1, but it's not so much the record. It's how the record looks that has some people a little concerned year three under Brian Kelly.
What would it have been like last week if they didn't pull that game out?
Oh, man. You would definitely have the fire the coach crowd full throat. It's not going to happen, by the way. But just mathematically, you would have had your second loss in September. So for all intents and purposes, your goals for the season of trying to get to the college football playoff would be off the table before the calendar flips to October.
Yeah.
That's not what they're used to around here, Zaz. It's like, especially because Brian Kelly, everywhere he's been, year three, he's hit this sort of hockey stick curve. Year three at Notre Dame, they played for the BCS championship. Year three at Cincinnati, they went undefeated, went to the Sugar Bowl. Year three at Central Michigan, they won the conference championship. So that's been a huge talking point all offseason here was Brian Kelly year three. Man, if they would have dropped that game at South Carolina last year, it would have been some legit soul-searching around this program for whether or not they're actually headed in the right direction.
Now, before we get back to LSU, the game tomorrow, SEC, and all that good stuff, what can I expect tomorrow? I've been to Gainesville, which, of course, I went to school there, no big deal. Then we went to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And then in week three last week, I was in Madison. So in Baton Rouge now this week, tailgate, all that good stuff. What can I expect tomorrow?
You've never been, right?
Never been.
Okay. A game day at LSU is a cultural experience. The campus of LSU on a game day will become the third largest city in this entire state. You'll hear people say all the time there's 100,000 people that come that have no intention of ever going to the game. They'll just be outside tailgating. And you're going to see that, man. I wish this was a night game. God, I wish
That's
so bad this was a night
says.
Game, man.
What? So, I guess it's not a night game because it's not big enough, that right?
No, not necessarily. So for years, there was another network that had – now we're all very thrilled that ESPN has the SEC contract. But for years when CBS had that contract, the CBS got first choice. So the best game, quote-unquote, of the week was always the 2:30 Central CBS game. Mm-hmm. And so you saw a lot of big games at 2:30, but people here resent it because, Zaz, people want the full day, man. You got to understand, in this culture, people literally plan weddings, childbirth, like baptisms. They plan it around genuflecting at the purple and gold altar.
So in all honesty, like if someone plans a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever it is, during football season, that's garbage.
Yeah, expect you're going to have people not go. Like even when people will plan, I'll tell you, my brother got married on the LSU open date, and I was pissed at him.
Really?
Because I'm like, bro, this is the one day out of the entire year, like I don't have to work, and I could just,
you just want to sit
out
and watch
football.
Games.
Yeah, and like, and now I have to be at your wedding and miss games all day. and my mom tells me, she's like, but Matt, not everybody loves football the way you do. I said, that's fine. And my brother Brian and his wife Kayla, who are awesome, I love them. I'm like, they may not, but you got to understand, there's going to be people who either no show your wedding,
yeah,
or they show up just looking at their phone the whole time
and,
watching
and
the
game. And the bride hates that.
Yes,
that makes her,
yes,
crazy.
Because then she's not the center of attention.
Now, everyone, I'll ask this every week to someone we have on who's from, you know, went to school at the venue that we're doing the show. And again, College Tailgate tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I'll be live in the Airstream studio. We're right outside Tiger Stadium. It's going to be a whole lot of fun for LSU and UCLA. But everyone says, hey, their tailgate, their city, it's the best. It's the best tailgate. Yeah. It's the best atmosphere. So why is LSU, why is Baton Rouge going to show me that they are for real the best?
Every place has its own, like, idiosyncrasies, right? Ole Miss, they have the Grove. But and that's just different, right? They'll hang chandeliers from those 10x10 pop tents. Like, everybody has this different thing. But at LSU, it's just the culinary experience and the drinking is just on total tilt, man. I told you, just go up to anybody, say you're not from here, and they will feed you.
They'll
take
care
of
me?
They will take care of
everything. But I can't tell them about Florida.
I wouldn't. But they'll probably tiger bait you and then give you food and booze anyway. But, like, dude, you will see you'll see duck rotisseries. You'll see stuff. Like, it's not just brats and burgers. It's full-on, like, a cultural experience. That's what I told you also. If you come back when it's a little bit cooler, then you get into
this,
gumbo,
Matt,
etouffee
this,
weather.
This weather's disgusting outside right now.
Dude, it's going to be one of
honest.
The hottest games ever in Tiger Stadium tomorrow.
Like, it's like I never left South Florida this morning. It's gross outside.
Bro, one of the reasons, so just a smidge of history, one of the reasons LSU plays at night is because 100 years ago, that would allow farmers who would work during the day to make their way to Tiger Stadium to see the Tigers play at night, and because the heat of the day was so oppressive, they would play at night when the weather was a little nicer. That's why night games in Baton Rouge are historically a thing.
Okay. We got Matt Moscona here with us, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. This is Amber and Ian on the Road. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Amber and Rashad will join us coming up. They'll come back with us in a few minutes here. As far as the SEC goes, how do we see this playing out right now? You got, like, for instance, I'm super interested tomorrow, Oklahoma, first ever SEC game, Oklahoma and Tennessee. Feels like Tennessee's a major, major surprise. Obviously, you know, you got the usual suspects sitting atop, Alabama, Georgia. How do we expect this season to play out in the SEC?
So even going back to SEC Media Days when we were in Dallas, whenever I got asked that question, I always say, I think it's a tiers list here. You have Georgia and Texas, which are at a different level than everybody
else. So Texas, I know they're ranked number one, but Texas is on Georgia's level.
Texas, I don't know if anybody's on Georgia's level, but I think Texas is going to have, well, they will have the opportunity to prove it. They're going to play in the regular season. I think they're going to meet again in the SEC championship game and potentially in the playoffs.
Can you imagine meeting a team three times in one season?
No, I mean, we see it in the NFL a lot.
Yeah.
When you have to play a division opponent in the playoffs.
That's a reality now.
It's very difficult. I think we may see that with Texas and Georgia, but I think those two are in a different class. Then I think you have this tier of five or six teams that are all jockeying to see who could be a playoff contender. It's Bama, it's Tennessee, LSU, maybe not anymore. Missouri, Oklahoma could be in that mix as well. Ole Miss has to be in that mix. And I think that's really going to determine, you know, who emerges among that clump of five, six teams is going to be that next one or two teams that get in the playoff. You mentioned Tennessee, Oklahoma. Am I crazy for liking Oklahoma in that game?
I mean, Tennessee is such a juggernaut this early part of the season. You got the whole narrative with Heupel. It'd be pretty wild if Oklahoma wins that game.
I'll tell you this, and if we're sitting here in the ESPN Bet studio here, I'm a big believer in freshmen making their first true road start. I talked to Gino.
Really?
I talked to Gino Toretta earlier today. You'll appreciate
it. Oh,
it's
my guy, Gino.
I brought this up to Gino. I said, Gino, what was your first start on the road? He goes, yeah, it was against the Seminoles. My first pass went the other way and it went to the Seminoles, and I threw four more that day. I'm telling you, Nico, who's been awesome going into Norman at night, is going to be a different thing than he's seen yet. I think that's going to be a super tight game. Don't be surprised if the Sooners pull that upset, man.
So look, we do mostly college football, Amberneen on the road, and of course tomorrow wall to wall with college football tailgate at 10 a.m. Eastern. But we got some NFL stuff we want to get to.
Let's do it.
The Saints. You hang around for another segment. You could talk some NFL, the New Orleans Saints with us. All right, very good. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. He's Matt Moscona, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Amber and Rashad will rejoin us as well. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. We'll get back to some NFL. Saints and Eagles, very big one. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
ESPN Radio will be at Tiger Stadium tomorrow, right out front of it. Jonathan Zaslow will be there live and in person for College Tailgate. Rashad Jennings will be joining him as well. You can hear that show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. They'll be getting you guys ready for the entire college football slate. Of course, that includes UCLA at LSU. That game is a 3:30 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. But we're hanging out tonight. Zaz, what's the name of the establishment?
L'Auberge Casino and Resort.
They're in
a beautiful place.
In beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton
Rouge.
Jennings. That's how locals say it. I'm trying to fit in.
Baton Rouge.
No,
Jennings, Amber Wilson, Jonathan.
Oh, hold on. Matt apparently knows
Moscona as well. So Matt, correct us. I was going to say, turn it over to the actual local here, Matt. How do you say it?
Amber, if anyone from Baton Rouge hears somebody say Baton Rouge, you immediately know they're not from here.
Oh, I said it perfect.
you nailed it to out yourself as an outsider. There's no doubt.
I thought that was excellent pronunciation.
Baton Rouge, bro.
He is very, Baton Rouge. See, there you go. Tune in for college football doubleheader tomorrow as Oklahoma State hosts Utah, followed by Baylor at Colorado, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. But since Matt's here, I want to talk about the NFL for a moment, because I know you guys were just chatting about college, but these New Orleans Saints, through a couple weeks here, Matt, and they've got a big matchup against the Eagles this weekend. Through a couple weeks, scoring over 90 points, and nobody really saw this team, at least outside of Louisiana. None of the rest of us, I don't think, saw this team coming. What has been your reaction and your listeners' reaction so far to what the Saints have been doing through a couple weeks of the NFL season?
Yeah, Amber, nobody here saw it either. We did hits daily from training camp out in California, and nobody saw this coming. I mean, how could you see 47-44 in NFL games to open the season, especially with an offense that's consisting of the same cast of characters of a year ago when, look, they won 9 games, but let's be real, they caught a lot of breaks last year.
So like, what's so different?
Clint Kubiak. I mean, I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but that is literally the variable, and correlation doesn't always equal causation, but in this case, there's nothing else. Like, they're running a wide zone offense. They're getting Alvin Kamara in space instead of running in between the tackles. He looks like a completely rejuvenated player, and because they have a running game, Derek Carr has been able to throw off a play action. I mean, it is, guys, it is that simple. Now, I mean, we all know that the more film gets out on this team, defensive coordinators are going to adjust, and so it'll be fascinating to see how it continues to develop. Nobody expects them to keep scoring 40 a game. But you could have looked at the Carolina game and said, all right, well, that's the NFL doormat. But you go to Dallas, a place where they had won 16 consecutive games, and you literally score on every possession.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take them seriously.
You might not want to say that Clint Kubiak thing out loud too many times, though. He's gonna get a head coaching job off
Amber,
of this next
legit,
season.
It's legit the biggest fear through 2 weeks here. People are like, oh, my God, he's going to be one and done here, and then you're going to go back to the cellar.
So, like, how entrenched is Derek Carr as the quarterback? Because, you know, like, I'm having conversations a few weeks ago. I didn't think Dak Prescott was going to re-sign before free agency next year. He did. But when we're talking about potential destination, like, New Orleans, that's definitely a destination. Obviously, it's not now because Dak re-signed. But what's the situation with Derek Carr? How does everybody feel about him here?
2 weeks ago, a lot of people were ready to see Spencer Rattler. And now you're talking about the most efficient quarterback through 2 weeks who leads the NFL in touchdown passes, and he looks like a different player. Now, the way you started was about him being entrenched. Keep in mind, the Saints, who are notoriously awful with the salary cap, they restructured Derek Carr this offseason, whereby if they were to cut him after this season, they would have a $50 million dead cap hit. So they are, for better or worse, right or wrong, they are financially bound to Derek Carr this year and next. They are not getting out of that. So they had to make this work. And, I mean, Clint Kubiak, I mean, he is offensively – Dennis Allen is a great defensive coordinator. That's inarguable. He's been that his entire career. As a head coach, he's been awful. Clint Kubiak has probably bought Dennis Allen and Derek Carr new life in New Orleans.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, like, I played under Allen when I was in when I was with the Raiders at the time. It was Oakland Raiders. Dennis Allen, he was the head coach. I was running back there, and then so I got a chance to actually see how he was as a coach, and players absolutely love the guy, and he is a great defensive mind. But I want to ask you a question about the offense. The offense side of the ball is putting up potent numbers. I think they broke a record of most consecutive points in a game or tied or put themselves up. Either way, the offense is playing.
They scored in 15 consecutive possessions.
It's absolutely insane. So
say that out loud. Seriously, it's unbelievable.
15 consecutive possessions. Like, the punter is having a ball. Like, and so with that in mind, on his offensive side of the ball, what's the one player that you feel like if you remove him, if he gets injured, they will struggle? Is it Derek Carr? Is it Alvin Kamara? Is it Chris Oliver? Which player is it? It's like, the recipe is really great, but if you take out that ingredient, I don't know.
Yeah, Rashad, of course it's the quarterback. It's just the most important position in team sports. But that's the easy answer, because you don't know what you have in Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler. But aside from that, man, it's got to be Chris Olave, or I would tell you Rashid Shaheed, because you saw it on the first play of the second offensive series against Dallas. They went up top for a 75-yarder to Shaheed. What the running game with Kamara has given them is play action. And Shaheed is literally doing with the deep ball what Tyreek Hill did early in his career. Like, he's challenging those numbers. I know it sounds stupid to say it out loud, but it's statistically what he is doing with the 60-plus yard touchdowns. So if you took Shaheed off this team, keep in mind, guys, you got Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, 1-2. After that, and this was a giant conversation in training camp, because everybody knew those two were really good. After that, literally, you're talking A.T. Perry, Cedric Wilson, a rookie Bub Means, Mason Tipton, a rookie from the Ivy League that made the team this year. Like, there is, after those first two, it is a wasteland. Like, there is nothing there that you can say is solidified. So, Rashad, long way to answer your question, man, but if they lost one of those receivers, you'd cut off one of the legs of this tripod.
Yeah.
Derek Carr right now is 76.9% on the season. A stunning 11.4 yards per attempt is what Derek Carr has done here. Plus, the Saints, of course, put up 91 points through 2 weeks. I mean, it's insane when you pull – Derek Carr is like the best quarterback we've ever seen. It's bizarre. But, Matt, they've got a big matchup against the Eagles this weekend, Sunday at 1 p.m. We didn't expect them. I mean, doing it against Carolina was one thing. Then they did it against Dallas. So I guess it's hard to doubt the Saints team at this point. But how do you see this matchup with Philadelphia?
And, I mean, if you send the Eagles to 1-2, they may start sounding the sirens in Philadelphia.
Sounds amazing.
I'm a big believer in not just who you play, but when and where you play them. So Rashad can probably speak to this as well. Philly not only losing, but short week on the road, that's a really tough spot, and the Dome is going to be full throat. That's going to be tough for Philly. Guys, I'll tell you this, file this away. The Saints, under Dennis Allen, as good as they've been defensively, they have struggled with running quarterbacks. They've played under Dennis Allen, Jalen Hurts twice. He's run for 175 yards, 3 touchdowns. The last time they had 200-yard rushers. The Saints' rush defense was bad a year ago. They've not been tested through 2 weeks. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts running the football. I think we are going to see a lot of points in the Dome. The Eagles' defense is stunning how much they've struggled through 2 weeks, and the Saints are going to score. I just think we're looking at a game in the upper 20s, low 30s. This is going to be an offensive game that, selfishly, I really hope the Saints find a way to pull out late, but I think you're going to see the Saints tested for the first time.
As long as Saquon doesn't drop any passes there. But the entire game hinges on.
She had to.
When Sirianni calls a passing play when it should have been a running play. Matt Moscona, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge is where you can hear him. Thanks for hanging out, Matt. We appreciate
it. Excellent job, Matt. All right,
guys.
Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure.
Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road, we'll continue this conversation surrounding the Saints and who is the best team in the NFC. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Rolling along here on Amber and Ian on the Row, live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Jonathan Zaslow is at L'Auberge in Baton Rouge.
It's my spot.
That's what I hear. That's why you're at. The spot's wherever Jonathan Zaslow is, let's be honest.
Hey, everyone.
Tomorrow,
good to see you.
You will be outside Tiger Stadium tomorrow, UCLA, LSU. That game will kick at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Zaslow will be there, though, along with Rashad. They'll be getting you going at 10 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio on College Tailgate. Amber and Ian on the Road tonight is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. You can always hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. At Rashad Jennings is how you find the former NFL running back. At Zaslow Show is how you find Zaz. At Amber W Sports is how you find me, Amber Wilson. Let's talk a little NFL, though, guys, because the NFC is drunk. It's drunk, I tell you. All right. I mean, the Commanders are sitting atop here, the NFC East, all right, vying for a spot. The Seahawks are 2-0 on the season atop the NFC West. The Saints are atop the NFC South, scoring 91 points through the first couple weeks of the season. Rashad, the NFC is drunk, I'm trying to tell you. This is nothing like we expected football to look. Do you think it's too early to make any judgments? What do you attribute that to?
First of all, that's hilarious. I think there's a lot of surprises. Obviously, the Saints offense surprising a lot of people. The Vikings defense, personally, I think is surprising a lot of people. The Buccaneers, though, aren't a surprise. I really think they have an efficient team, top down to bottom. I think the Seahawks are another surprise. But when things settle down, we know the 49ers will come out swinging. They're going to get their ducks in a row and start playing good football. Question mark around the Cowboys consistently. But there's somebody going to be a contender who I have as a sleeper in the NFC, of the Arizona Cardinals. I really think if Connor – it's health for them. If Connor can stay healthy and you have you have Murray starting off the season, you have Harrison – who just showed an explosive game last week.
How funny, Rashad, those first 2 weeks, like after the first game and all the questions of Kyler Murray, like, why aren't you throwing the ball to Marvin Harrison? And then all he did the second game was throw it to Marvin Harrison.
Finally.
And it's like, you know what? This is probably a good idea. I should keep doing this.
This works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think we're going to see that again probably this Sunday. But it's wide open. It's interesting you said drunk. I don't know where they all were together on some island having a good time drinking, but it does seem like it's odd. It's not what you expected.
The NFC is really weird right now, Amber, because you look at the NFC East and on the surface now, just after these 2 weeks, that division stinks. You thought it'd be good, division stinks.
Right.
And then you look at the NFC North, and it's weird that it's Minnesota is the only two-win team there right now.
Right.
You look at the NFC West.
With a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Minnesota, don't forget.
You look at the NFC West, and it's like flip-flopped. You thought that everyone obviously thought the Niners were going to be great, but if you picked a second playoff team, there would be the Rams. They're sitting 3-4 in the division, while Seattle and Arizona look like players sitting at 1-2. But to me, the biggest surprise is this NFC South so far, because I thought the South, without question, is the worst division in football. And we're at the early part of the season where sometimes you don't know what you don't know, but I'm pretty confident in saying I was dead wrong about that. Like, I've seen enough, even just through 2 weeks in the NFC South, where I feel like the Saints, all right, maybe they're not going to be this juggernaut, but if this is their offense, they're going to win some games this year.
Apparently.
And I was clearly wrong about Tampa Bay, because Baker Mayfield, I feel like I've seen enough now as well from Baker Mayfield that he has found his home, and he is a legitimate starting quarterback who could win you a lot of games. And even though Atlanta's just 1-1, I still believe Atlanta is really good. Carolina's Carolina. But I'm dead wrong about the NFC South. I think that's a really good division.
The jury's still out for me about Atlanta a little bit. Obviously a good win this past weekend. We need to see more.
Good.
But I thought Mina Kimes, when we have spoken to her, and she makes a really good point about how with Kirk Cousins, you got to give it a little bit more time, because Aaron Rodgers has had more time to actually come back from that injury. And so if you think about it from that perspective, you're talking about another older quarterback. And so you got to give it a little time to settle in, and maybe
Kirk
will end up
also
looking
around
more mobile
team all
the
end.
Well, there's that as well, right? Kirk Cousins is also adjusting to an entirely different system, an entirely different team, an entirely different staff, and entirely different weapons. And he's doing that coming off of a major injury that he suffered later than Aaron Rodgers suffered his injury. And he's an older quarterback, just like Rodgers. So you have to give it a little bit more time where maybe you can see some of that mobility that we're missing there, even though the Falcons did look significantly improved this past weekend. Still a little question mark, though, with how all of that is going to end up panning out. I think going into the season, we all thought that Atlanta was going to be fine. None of us saw the New Orleans angle coming, including me. I thought the Saints were going to be firing Dennis Allen at the end of the season. I thought they were going to be trash this season. I got to be honest. I thought Derek Carr was going to get the boot after this. I mean, I really did. I had zero belief.
Sheesh.
I did think the Bucs were going to be good. I kept saying,
Rashad,
I don't
she's
know
throwing
why
haymakers.
Thought, well, I was wrong. Zaslo knows. The thing I never do in life is admit I was wrong. Apparently, it's early. I could still, I guess, end up being right. But Rashad, through 2 weeks, I looked very wrong about the New Orleans Saints, and I hate being wrong.
Yeah, and like you said, it's early. It's a lot of football to be played. You could end up being right. They just started off out of the gate, but teams, it's one of them things. Like, you want to grab at the, you want to grab and think that we know it all. But right now, we just have to go off. The Saints are one of the better teams in the NFL.
James Steele, who produces the show, of course. James, do me a favor. You'll grab the clip. About 60 seconds ago, Amber saying, I'm wrong. I was wrong. You'll grab it, you'll isolate it, you'll keep it, and yeah.
No, through 2 weeks, I was wrong. I mean,
no, but just the part where she says I was wrong. You'll grab that, and it'll live forever. Yeah.
Talking about the NFC, I'd love to ask y'all the NFC East. Who do y'all think is going to come out on top?
Huh. Well, the NFC East, like Zaza
division
just
stinks.
Said, yeah, you're talking about a division that all of a sudden looks bad. I still, I guess, am going to put my faith in Dallas here out of that division just because that is the team that I have had my faith in, at least in terms of a regular season. People forget, we ain't talking about a postseason yet, Rashad, but if you're right. just asking me about a division in a regular season, the Cowboys have been pretty good at navigating that thing. Now, I know that it's never won by the same team twice and yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. But Philadelphia doesn't inspire much in me, and I definitely don't believe in Washington.
I'll tell you, though, both those teams, Eagles and Cowboys, I still lean Cowboys. I think I don't want to jump off the way I felt the entire summer and then after just 2 weeks completely change my mind. That's usually pretty dopey. So I don't want to do that with the Cowboys. But, man, do both those teams have monster early season games this Sunday. Yeah. The Eagles could fall to 1-2 if they don't win at New Orleans, all right, which is a tough place to play. And the Cowboys would drop to 1-2 if they don't win at home against what is a very desperate Ravens team who has Super Bowl aspirations trying to avoid going 0-3. Like, the Cowboys and Eagles have monster Week 3 games.
Rashad, that game feels like a must-win for Dallas and for Baltimore.
Oh, without a doubt. Baltimore, both of them got their backs against the wall because it's high expectations for both teams coming into the season, expectedly so. You see what the quarterbacks are paid. You see the surrounding cast of both teams. Their defenses are good. So a lot of high expectations. Both disappointed in many different – last week especially, both of them losing games that we expected them to win. So I think that it's going to be a great game. So that one's potent. And then, not to jump around too much, but a team that I really got my eye on and I'm just anticipating, is this a volcano that's going to explode or was it just a tease? And that's the Bears. The Bears got a great defense. They're playing well. They're keeping them in the game. When you look at the Bears' offensive players, I can't figure it out. Is it just quarterbacks go there and to move on to other ball clubs to play better? I don't know what the issue is with the Bears.
He's a rookie. We're two weeks into the season.
That's true, too.
And the O-line is a massive problem. And frankly, I think also Caleb does some things. He tries to do some hero ball things that just ain't going to work in the NFL. I think there's an element of that. But he did spend a lot of time on getting, just manhandled Zazzo. Like, there was very little time for Caleb Williams to do some of those checkdowns.
I think we're going to have a game. I think it's going to be soon. Like, I thought we were going to see it right from the get-go. But there's going to be a game where it all clicks with Caleb Williams. He's going to have a great game, and then away we go from there. But, Rashad, the end of the game, after the game against Houston this week, and you had Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud in the middle of the field, like, was C.J. Stroud sunning him there? Was that like a
– or it was like a like 55 all of a sudden. They're the same age.
They're the same age. Was he sunning him there? Was that like a weird thing?
Nah, he wasn't. C.J. Stroud, he seems like he got this personality about him. Like, he's almost like the big homie to a lot of people already. He's coming to the league. He never really showed you the rookiness of him. And it's like, where is it? This guy's just come in, and it's almost like a mentor to people right now. It's leadership and quality, all kind of things. So I think he's just trying to be a leader of his generation to be. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be around for a while. But now I don't see him trying to sun him, not right. His competition.
They're literally both 22 years old with C.J. Stroud. It looks like 1 month
he's
older.
A vet.
1 month crazy. Older. Almost exactly, than Caleb Williams. And he's That's walking right. up to him. He's like, hey, buddy, I've been around this earth a month longer.
Let me sprinkle some of this wisdom on you. Come over here.
He's like, you need to stop taking those hits, which is what CJ essentially said in that moment and tried to give him some pointers there.
That's right.
What is the 2-0 team? He is right, and he has accomplished more in the league. He hasn't been out here winning Super Bowls. Still a little early there for CJ as well. But out of the 2-0 teams, Rashad, right now, the Seahawks, the Vikings, the Saints, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, and the Steelers. Which of those teams is most likely to miss the playoffs? Which one do you not believe in that's 2-0?
That's tough right now. Well, I definitely see the Bucks in it, Chiefs in it, Chargers in it, Bills, yes. Steelers and Seahawks. It would be between them two for sure, okay. And it's a coin toss for a couple different reasons. But I can't. The quarterback play No, if I don't know. I feel like Russell Wilson is going – I don't know who they choose. Who do they choose to play when Russell Hill's up? I'm talking about we're week six right now.
Well, then, I mean, if they're 4-2,
winning,
you know,
then it's
they're not going
Justin
anywhere.
Fields if they yeah. keep winning. If yeah. they don't keep winning, then all of a sudden I think you're probably going to see Russell.
That's a tough situation. And it's tough for me because as a head coach, if you see the reason why you're losing is the quarterback – or the reason why you're winning is because your defense. It's like, mm-hmm. you know what? I don't want to mess up the vibe. We won.
Right, they're not winning because of him. Yeah, no. They're not winning because of him, but he's also not doing
losing.
Anything to lose them games. That's
right.
important.
That's the thing. But they're not losing because of him. They can't move on.
I had to say the Steelers, though, if I had to pick one team, though.
Yeah, for me, it's the Steelers, too. I think they're winning with smoke and mirrors right now. I don't think it's going to last.
I'm with Rashad that it's either the Steelers or the Seahawks. But the Steelers, well-coached team, obviously good defense, a complete lack of production. You can't always win games with field goals. And that's what the Steelers have been doing here through the first couple weeks of the NFL season. So I think I'd ride with you guys. The Steelers would probably be that team. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road. Jonathan Zaslow, Rashad Jennings, Amber Wilson hanging out live.
Zaslow
is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. LeBerge there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He will be outside Tiger Stadium tomorrow, UCLA versus LSU at 3:30 on ESPN. But coming up next, we're going to make our picks for college football. We're going to play a little Got One on ESPN Radio. Well, I was wrong. Oh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing, hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At least that's where Jonathan Zaslow is. Me and Rashad, we have major FOMO. We weren't able to join him this week. Amber Wilson, Rashad Jennings, Jonathan Zaslow. We're rolling along here on Amber and Ian on the Road. Zaz, are you ready for all that gumbo tomorrow? What are you excited about food? Because all anybody talks about with this Baton Rouge is the food.
Yeah. All the seafood, the gumbo, the po' boys. All right. So this is what happens. This is what I do, okay? Week one, we were in Gainesville. Week two, we were in Ann Arbor. Week three, Madison, and now in Baton Rouge. And I also learned, by the way, if you ever come here, Amber, Rashad, you don't go around saying Baton Rouge, all right? Because then the locals, they know that you're just trying too hard. You're not from here. So you got to say it like me. Just call it Baton Rouge, and then you fit right in. So what I wind up doing tomorrow is I tell everyone when I'm in the Airstream studio, and I just go, hey, bring me food. Bring me gifts. And then they come on over. You know, all the tailgates.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Unusual,
all right.
So you're going to get all the food.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're going to come on over. They're going to bring over some food, and I'll snack on stuff throughout the broadcast. 10 a.m. Eastern time we're on. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. Also, you'll notice everyone that we've asked so far about the setup tomorrow, they always make sure to include the drinks. The drink, and I know obviously drinks are part of tailgates, but they seem to really emphasize the drinks for the tailgates here for LSU. So I'm very pumped tomorrow. We've had great venues so far.
Ryan McGee was on with us earlier. He said it is the best tailgating food and tailgating drinks of anywhere in the country. And Ryan McGee is somebody who has been all over the country hitting tailgates throughout his career here at ESPN. If you miss any of that or anything here on Amber and Ian on the Road, you can always check out the podcast on the ESPN app. Let's play some Got One.
Amber and Ian got one.
We got one!
Hello, James Steele.
Hi, guys.
Hey, James.
I'm going to need Cam just real quick to play me my favorite sound first.
Well, I was wrong!
All right, thank you. So, got one. We're going to...
It's like whispering sweet nothings
kind of
into
wrong.
My ear.
Just one? One?
All of it.
Do it one more time.
Well, I was wrong!
Thank you.
Oh, I love
number...
it. I got goosebumps.
I know. It's
like
so
modulated
great.
Modulated.
Makes
too.
Me happy.
My mic's too hot in that sound. Ugh.
Nah, you sound perfect.
Wait, let me hear
you
it again.
You sound better than you've ever sounded.
Well, I was wrong!
No, it sounds great. Number 11. Number 11 USC at number 18 Michigan. Amber, who you got?
I don't think Michigan's that good, guys. And that's not a huge knock on Michigan. It's obviously a new era there in the post-Harbaugh era. But at the same time, we have to forget how many players they lost to the NFL because, oh, by the way, they were so darn good last season, which is why they won the Natty. So it's a little early for us to just expect them to totally re-up, even if it's a coaching staff that should have an easier transition and it's a similar system and all that kind of stuff. The reality is they lost so much talent. I think, frankly, where Michigan was preseason, where the expectations were, a lot of that was because the confetti is still raining down on that team. I'm taking USC in this matchup, Rashad.
I'm taking USC also. You know, Miller Moss has been fantastic so far. That's his job now, taking over from the bowl game last year. And, look, LSU knows about USC right now. I think USC, that, you know, you're playing big boy football now, Big Ten at Michigan, the big house. I liked USC going into the season. I like USC here too.
Yeah, look, by the time you go to sleep tomorrow night, Amber, you're not going to be able to wake up the next day and say, well, I was wrong. You're going to be right about this one because I'm right there with you. I think this is a good, easy win for them. I don't see Michigan pulling this one off.
All right. Zaz is there. UCLA at number 16. LSU. Zaz, who you got?
Yo, I don't know why you're trying to trick me. I'm not doing
again.
That. Everybody knows. I never give out my pick.
You once. Did last week. We
I never, ever, I never give out my pick. Everybody knows that. Before the end of college football tailgate. So tomorrow will be a little bit before 1 p.m. Eastern time. I will give my official pick. And you can't be scared. You got a crowd of people that are going to be in front of me at the Airstream studio. I'm not afraid to pick against the home crowd. I've done it before, all right? So we'll see. You'll get it out of me tomorrow.
Well, if you've done it before, then you've been always right because the home team ends up with the
Zazzle curse. I'm 2-1 so far. I'm 2-1.
Well, no, but in terms of you being there, the Zazzle curse is very, very real, and the home team has gotten killed everywhere that we have gone on this college tailgate tour thus far. I think that this is going to be the exception to the rule. This is when the tailgate tour, it all turns around. LSU is going to get the win. Rashad?
I'm right behind you. LSU takes this win. I think Lacey has a big game, 2 touchdowns.
Our good friend Ryan McGee's alma mater, number 6 Tennessee, at number 15 Oklahoma. Rashad, who you got here?
I love to call a good upset when I see it, but I don't see it. I do not see it. I think Tennessee takes this one. They're on a roll. They're riding high right now. I think RG's going to put it. He's going to bring a different Zazz to the team. Starting this game, I cannot see Tennessee losing this one.
I think Tennessee. The offense is so scary. You know, there's a ton on the line. Heupel. There's very bad blood, which is crazy. That one of their all-time great players, that there's such bad blood, that Ryan McGee told us he hasn't even been back on campus. That's
crazy.
Really sad.
That's crazy.
That'd be like if, you know, in my alma mater, Amber, if at the University of Florida, if Tim Tebow, has animosity toward Florida. I mean, that's terrible. I think this
that's
is a
awful.
Major, major, major win for Tennessee and Josh Heupel.
I'd be so sad. I'd cry a lot.
I know.
I love you, Timmy. But Tennessee's going to end up getting the dub here. They've scored 191 points this season. That's 23 more points than any other FBS program. In addition, Tennessee has outgained its opponent by almost 479 yards per game this season. That's the best by any team through its first three games in the last 20 years. This Tennessee Volunteers team is real, and it's a big test there in Norman, but like you said, also with the Heupel angle, I'm going with Tennessee in this one. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road, a former LSU Tiger and BCS national champion joins us. That's next on ESPN Radio.